Joining us right now is Leland Vittert. He is the co-anchor of America's News headquarters on the Fox News Channel. Leland, good morning. How are you?
Brian, Mary, good morning to you guys from Tel Aviv.
Yeah, I was going to say, boy, you have an exciting trip coming up, but apparently you are already there. You're going to be anchoring America's News headquarters from Jerusalem to preview President Trump's upcoming trip overseas. Now, he'll be in Saudi Arabia next Thursday, and then following Monday, he is going to Israel. So he's going to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and then the Vatican. Has he said why this is his first trip? Because there's obvious symbolism here.
Well, there's certainly obvious symbolism in hitting the homes of the three major religions in the world. And we've heard from President Trump really since the beginning that he thought, as he said, the greatest deal that could ever be made would be an Israeli-Palestinian deal. And we've already seen him sort of begin to make headway on that, if you will, certainly begun to try hard on that and push both Prime Minister Netanyahu, who he had at the White House, and President Abbas of the Palestinians, who he had at the White House. And a big part of any deal right now in the Middle East would have to involve the Saudis. You can imagine he's going to be talking about that with the king, among so much else, ISIS, the Egyptians, the Turks, the Iranians, as he makes this trip through. So you've got the religious side, but then there's also the really important foreign policy side.
And when you go, you're going to go to the Syrian border with the Israeli army, which I think is very interesting because that also is very symbolic as well. What is that going to be about? Can you give us a little preview of what that's going to entail?
Yeah, absolutely. So we headed up to the Syrian border and the Lebanon border that Israel has with these two countries. And, you know, for a long time, Israel faced the threat from Arab armies, from the Syrian army that invaded, and then obviously from Lebanon. Now they face the threat of two terror groups, Hezbollah, that is an Iranian proxy on their northern border, and then over in the Golan Heights in Syria, the threat from ISIS. So we went on a tour with Israeli commandos who are in charge of protecting both borders and really got a sense from them what the threat is. We were mirrored by some Hezbollah troops on the other side as we walked the border with the Israelis. And then when we were on the Syrian border in the Golan, we watched part of the Syrian civil war go back and forth, and the machine gun fire was very, very close by, probably about 200 or 300 yards away that you could hear. And you talk to these commanders who every day face these threats. You know, in Washington, the front lines of ISIS is 6,000 miles away. Here it's about 60 or 100 yards away. So we got that sense in the threats they face of suicide car bombs or suicide groups trying to make their way across the border and then infiltrate into Israel and attack civilians there.
I'm curious if you could give me some guidance on how things are right now, how they are viewed there in Jerusalem, in Israel, given the fact that the past administration and Benjamin Netanyahu, people in Israel did not think that the United States was an ally under the Obama administration. Has that view changed now that President Trump has taken office?
Oh, Brian, that is a great question. And there were a lot of folks who were incredibly relieved. You even heard the Prime Minister of Israel talk about how relieved he was that he now had a friend in the White House in President Trump. He was one of the first foreign leaders to visit the White House. And obviously, the two of them have a long friendship going back many decades. The mood here, though, it is cautiously optimistic because, as we've seen, President Trump is unpredictable at times and is willing to lean pretty hard, even on friends, to get deals done. And we saw a lot of consternation from the Prime Minister's office, both on and off the record, when President Trump tweeted out that it was an honor to meet the Palestinian president. And all of a sudden, Jerusalem, they thought, oh, gee, well, we may actually be pushed a little bit harder. So right now, from the Prime Minister's office, at least, it's sort of radio silence as they're kind of feeling out what exactly this visit's about and what, if any, demands President Trump is going to make. We heard him talk about, it'd be nice if the Israelis held off a little bit on settlements. We'll see what happens when President Trump and the Prime Minister are together. But it certainly is a much better feeling than when President Obama was here. I covered President Obama's trip to Israel, and you felt the animosity that existed personally between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Obama. That certainly doesn't exist here, but they're not ready yet to, shall we say, just all let their guard down.
Do you think President Trump hopes to accomplish something on this trip, or is this more kind of like a meet and greet?
Well, first of all, there's always tangible takeaways, and typically in these trips, they're negotiated ahead of time. So there's a few things that have already been negotiated, and I don't know what they are. You don't, but the president and his team does. The prime minister and his team does things that are going to they'll be announced that will sort of add some meaning to the trip. But as you find out when you travel over here, there is no substitute for ground truth, and much of the debate, if not 95% of it here, especially when it relates to the Israelis and the Palestinians, is about real estate. Something President Trump knows well, something he'll get a sense about. He's gonna, you know, he'll be driving around, he'll be flying over, he'll get a sense about how valuable the real estate is here. As we always say about Jerusalem's old city, it is the most valuable square mile in the world. More lives have been fought over that square mile than any other piece of ground. Probably something he'll want to see and get a feel for.
All right. Well, listen, Leland Vittert with Fox News, good luck with your show this weekend, and we'll continue to watch closely as the president makes his first international trip.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Great talking to you guys. Bye-bye.